A warning to you about this next story. Some listeners will find the content disturbing, and it's not appropriate for the youngest of listeners. It's about the Southeast Asian nation of Cambodia, where the gang rape of young women and girls is a serious and growing problem. And critics say the government is doing little to stop it. Rachel Louise Snyder reports from Phnom Penh.
I'm from Bosat, far from Phnom Penh. It's a small village with a few hundred families.
Mao speaks to me through a translator. She's too ashamed to tell me her last name.
I am 18 years old.
We're sitting in an office at the Cambodian Women's Crisis Center in Phnom Penh, Cambodia's capital city. Tuk-tuks and food vendors meander past on the street outside.
There was a wedding in Bosat, and I went to participate. At the wedding, this man asked me to dance, and I agree, and I went to dance with him.
The man said he had a friend with a question for her. He led her from the wedding to a field nearby.
When he dragged me out, there was his two friends with him, and the three were waiting in the fields.
Two of the men managed to rape her before others were alerted by her screams. Now, just 8 days later, she's telling her story from a safe house. What happened to Mao has a name in Cambodia, Bok. Its literal translation means plus. But it also means gang rape, a chilling social phenomenon among young men in the city. A few years ago, a local non-governmental organization put together a video of victims and perpetrators, the voices distorted to hide her identity. This girl says she was raped and sodomized by four men in a guest house. The next morning, she says she called the police, but they told her she had no evidence. David Wilkinson and his colleagues were studying condom usage among college boys in 2002 when they found that Bok was a socially accepted form of recreation for young middle-class Khmer men.
They described it as a situation where one or two young men would procure the services of generally a street-based sex worker. Then they would take it to a guest house to have sex, and when they got there, they would have arranged for between 4 and 10 of their friends to be waiting. And they would coerce or try and induce the woman to have sex with all of them. Very often she was verbally or physically abused and would then be subsequently gang raped.
Generally, Bok happens to sex workers, but it can also happen to what the men in Wilkinson's studies call normal girls, girls like Mao.
There is growing indication that the groups of victims extend now beyond those involved in sex work, and we've got stories of schoolgirls, garment factory workers, middle-class young women being gang raped.
Napsarin Srenat, the Secretary General of the Cambodian Women's Crisis Center, says prostitutes don't seek help in their shelters because they think Bok is part of their job. But other Bok victims, like Mao, do come.
Some victims, they are under 15 years old. Every month that we receive the gang rape or rape Bok. And the victim, they are from Bosat, Kampong Chenang. Yeah, it everywhere happened, yeah, in Cambodia.
Tong Suprach worked with Wilkinson on the initial research. He says they interviewed moto taxi drivers in rural areas and found evidence of Bok in at least 21 out of Cambodia's 24 provinces.
Moto taxi driver said that because the commercial worker complained him last night, many guys forced me to have sex. And they Bok me. The young male who are forced to have sex, they say that, oh, so funny, last night we have sex and many, many of our peers at the same time.
So they think it's funny?
Yeah, they think that's funny.
It costs about $15 to hire a prostitute for the whole night. Wilkinson says there are many possible reasons why Bok has proliferated. It's a male bonding experience. Paying for just one prostitute saves money. There aren't many recreational opportunities for young people. And, says Wilkinson, the Bok phenomenon may be linked to the 1975 to 1979 genocide, when up to 1.5 million people died from starvation, disease, or execution.
It's difficult to say whether this phenomenon is a result of the deprivations imposed by the Khmer Rouge regime. But what you've got is a generation of young people now whose parents didn't really experience adolescence. And so have no real models or norms on which to space, how to be good parents. And it's possible this has got or has had an effect in how they relate to their sons.
In addition, Wilkinson says, Boak may be triggered by the kind of pornography available in Phnom Penh, which he says is the worst that researchers have seen. The government blames outside influences. Minister Yu Ai from the Ministry of Women's Affairs says,
rape itself, that's very often happen in Cambodia due to the influence of the Western culture with the illegal entry or import of pornography film.
But many fault the government of not denouncing Boak more publicly. Tong says that while there have been arrests, he knows of no prosecution specifically for Boak. Wilkinson, who's lived in Cambodia for a decade, says he believes a high-level government condemnation of Boak could begin to solve the problem.
It's really just an aberration of Khmer society. And so as such, it wouldn't be difficult for the political leaders to put a stop to it. With the backing of the senior levels of government, this would happen.
In Wilkinson's follow-up research, he asked young people what most concerned them. The girls' responses were all about avoiding rape.
The interview with the boys was more intriguing. They wanted to know how they could coerce or bribe the girl afterwards not to take action against them.
A famous adage in Cambodia says that men are gold and women are cloth. The former is easily cleaned, the latter easily stained. Mao feels this stain. She's angry and ashamed.
Everybody, you know, none of us are perfect, and I feel it's also my fault because I wanted to go to the wedding.
For now, at least, Mao says she can't go home.
I do not dare to think of the future.
For women like Mao who are victims of Boak, it's often said that they have visited the Million Star Hotel, raped, and then left under the clear night sky. For NPR News, this is Rachel Louise Snyder in Cambodia.